So today, as we're in pre-Thanksgiving week, and you know, I got to looking back, and I think I preached pre-Thanksgiving week last year, and I was like, man, you can't do something similar to what you did. So when God laid this on my heart, I was like, God, I don't know where you're going with this. But if we have some medical people here. Leprosy. What is leprosy, Jamie? You know? It affects your skin, and basically, it will eat at your skin, I believe, is the way I understand it. And it boils, and it does all just kinds of goofy things. Well, today, the passage I'm going to use talks about leprosy. And, you know, just a little bit of history on leprosy. These people were not allowed to live in their home. They were not allowed to live in the community. They were outside of the city walls. They were quarantined and not allowed to be apart. And there wasn't too many times that the leprosy got cured. These people would live outside the city walls, die. Somebody would come, and I assume the other lepers would take care of burial for them. Because it was a very contagious disease. Before we go there, I'm going to pray, though. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm still not completely sure of how you're going to use this, Lord, but I know that out of all the different directions you've taken me, this is where you've pulled me back to, Lord, so we're going to go with it. And I just lay this all on you, Lord, and just take me out of the equation and give me the words to say so that this brings home a Thanksgiving message. In your name we pray, amen. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about leprosy. Now I want to talk about thankfulness for a second. And we all have that person in our lives when we receive a gift. The minute we tear open the wrapping paper, they say, you're welcome, right? For me, it's my wife. I can not even have the box opened, and she'll say, you're welcome. And I'm picking on her a little bit. But we say thank you, but are we really thankful? Okay? I think thank you is sometimes a politeness we use because we know we should thank somebody for doing something for us. But being thankful is something I believe is totally different. So I've titled this, Gratitude is More Than Skin Deep. And when the passage we're going to use today is Luke 17, y'all can turn to that. And then 1 Thessalonians 5, we're going to use later on. And we'll get to it later, but gratitude is not something that just comes. That's something we're trained on. You know, and I had an opportunity yesterday. Shelby decided she was going to be a big girl and go look at cars, and it was pretty cool. It was just her and I, and it was pretty cool. She went down and drove a car, and she did what I figured she would do. She fell in love with the first car she drove, and I'm like, Dad, that is the car. I said, well, hang on, because that car is really little. It's got leather, it's got heated seats, it's got everything you want. But let's think about this 5 years down the road when you're still making payments on this car. Is that something? And the lady brought out another car that was bigger, but it wasn't what Shelby wanted because her and I had already pre-looked at all these cars online and read about them and all this and that. But the woman misunderstood the car we wanted to see, so she brought this car, and it was just a plain Jane car, and it was not what Shelby wanted. But that's the two comparisons she had, and she said, well, compared to the two, and I said, well, hang on. So we went in, and I pulled the internet up again, and I pulled up the car we had looked at, and I said, no, you're right, Shelby, that wasn't the car we looked at. So the salesperson went and got the other car, and that's the car we ended up coming home with. And during the whole thing, Shelby said one thing to me that struck out. They started talking about financing, and Shelby said, well, I have a blank, blank, blank credit score. And this girl said, man, you should be thankful that your parents taught you the importance of that. And Shelby said, that is one thing they've always enforced in us, that you take care of stuff we need to take care of. And I'm paraphrasing a little. But, you know, that meant a lot to me, that she was thankful for a lesson that she got from the time she was little. Anyway, let's get into this. So Shelby has a new car. Not new, but new to her. She's super excited about it. Yeah, I'm excited too. So in this story that we're going to read about today, there's 10 people that have leprosy. Okay? And they live outside of the city gates. And we're going to pick it up in chapter 17, verse 11. And I'm reading it today out of the Message remix. Again, it's because it's simple. It's in today's words, and it's hit me. It happened that as he made his way towards Jerusalem, he crossed over the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men, all lepers, met him. They kept their distance but raised their voices, calling out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Taking a good look at them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. They went, and while still on their way, became clean. One of them, when he realized he was healed, turned around and came back, shouting his gratitude, glorifying God. He kneeled at Jesus' feet, so grateful. He couldn't thank him enough, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus then said, were 10 not healed? Where are the 9? Can none be found to come back and give glory to God to except for this outsider? Then he said to him, get up on your way. Your faith has healed and saved you. So that's a pretty cool story. Again, leprosy, I can't really compare it today to a disease, but pretty brutal. So these lepers, they knew the rules about contact, or the people of the time knew the rules about contact with the unclean, so they kept their distance from them. These lepers begged for mercy to be wiped clean of this disease that keeps them from friends and family. Here's the neat thing. Jesus did not make this a big deal. Jesus did not say, bring you into the city and put them in front of all the thousands of people in the city and heal them to make it about him. He said, by your faith, you're healed. Go show yourself to the priest. That, I thought that was pretty cool for me. All Jesus said was the word, and they were healed. They walked, skipped, ran to show themselves to the priest to be declared clean. So, I don't know how you get the job of as a priest. I don't know how you get the job of making sure lepers are clean. I don't know if there's a rank. Is there, you know, the high priest, and then there's a training priest, and then there's the junior priest, and the junior priest gets, hey, you get to deal with the lepers, right? I don't know that. It says, go show yourself to the priest. Okay? And it's funny how they weren't healed instantly, but they were healed while they were on their way, so that they could see that they were healed. You know, Jesus could have just, boom, instantly they were healed, right? But I think it's important that when he said, go show yourself to the priest, these guys went. They were thankful, and they went. And on the way, they got to watch themselves be healed. But there was one guy. He turned around. I can see this in my mind. I can see the 10 lepers running away and jumping and skipping and doing whatever. And I can see the one guy separating himself. You know, if I saw the one guy separating himself, I'd be like, oh no, man, he didn't get healed. He's coming back. Right? But he wasn't. He was healed. But he had gratitude to Jesus. He came back, and let's read it again. He came back, one of them, when he realized that he was healed, turned around and came back shouting his gratitude. Guys, we have things in our lives where we should be shouting our gratitude. Okay? Do we say thank you? Yes. But are we shouting our gratitude? This guy was shouting his gratitude. Now, I don't know if anybody's been cured from leprosy in this church, okay? But we have people that have been cured from a lot of things. We have people that have been forgiven of sin. That's better than leprosy. That's better than leprosy. Are we like this guy? And we share our gratitude and show our gratitude every day to our Lord and Savior. I don't. Jesus responds when he gets here. And I think it's important that we note that it says this guy was a Samaritan. Okay? He was not one of the chosen. He was not. He was. I don't know. I mean, today's standard, I don't know. Call him a Russian. You can call him whatever. You can call him a Canadian for all you. He's a Canadian, okay? He wasn't an American. He was a Canadian. This guy was different. And Jesus' response, I love it. Were there not 10 of you healed? Where are the other 9? Can none of those be found to come back and give glory to God except for this outsider? Guys, what I want you to hear from that, man, we are outside of God's kingdom when we're born. Not when we're born, but we commit sin and we're outside of God's kingdom. And because of what he did, we're still inside. We shouldn't be, but we are. And if we can't give God gratitude and thankfulness because of what he did for us, so in this story, there's three words, and I wish Matt was here because I don't know these three words. But in my studies, I came across them. And there's three words. In verse 14, take a good look at them, he said, and go show yourself to the priest. The word there is catharize. And it's when the lepers realize that their affliction is gone. Okay, so catharize, whatever that word means. But it means it's purified or purged. It's gone. Okay, it's gone. I use that with our sin. Guys, our sin is gone. Once we accept our Lord and Savior. Second word in verse 15. When they went on their way, they became clean. And the word they use for that is leomai, which means healed. And they realize that they're clean. And then in verse 19, probably my favorite, mainly because I can say the word pretty easy, it's just a four-letter word, sozo. Jesus says that this man's faith has healed him. Okay? And sozo, translated, means salvation. And again, I'm not a big guy on words, but if you have a translating Bible or a look those up and see what it says. I want to make sure I'm telling you the right thing. But sozo means salvation. So this guy realized he was healed, but he had not fully repented until he came back and gave God the thanks and showed his gratitude for what he did. And that kind of goes along with the story about Chris. If I open a gift and I don't say thank you, I'm not showing my gratitude for that gift. Okay? Show gratitude. So this guy's faith, which is based on his thankfulness, has indicated a quality from his inner being. What's that mean? I don't know. It means he had faith, but he also knew he was trained enough that he knew he needed to be grateful for what happened. Guys, so many times in our lives, we let situations go and we aren't grateful. I can't think of a good example, but God wants you to be grateful and use your salvation. He gave it to you. What are you doing with it? So here's just a couple of facts or stats. What is it about gratitude that is so healing for us today? Gratitude cultivates thankfulness, which increases happiness and satisfaction in life. And it allows us to reach our goals and to have the relationships here on earth that we want. If we don't have gratitude, think about a relationship you're in where you don't show gratitude for that person. How is that relationship? I have a bunch of them I don't show gratitude for. At work, sometimes those relationships get rocky. Listen, all relationships get rocky. But if you have a heart of gratitude and a sense of gratitude, and the other person does for your relationship as well, you wake up and you get through it. Studies also show that gratitude also leads to increased health. What? I didn't say it right, did I, Cheryl? Gratitude leads to increased health. Why do you think that is? We all have that person in our lives, right? That just mumbles, stumbles, grumbles around. Not grateful for anything, not happy about anything, not content with anything. What happens? What happens? Some of us that are relationship driven, we worry about that person. Okay? If you're task driven, you worry that they're not going to do their part. Guys, when we have a full heart of gratitude, it shows. It shows. And when we're not worrying about everything because our heart is full of gratefulness and love and thankfulness, it shows. It pours out of us. And I'm not always there. Not always there. I grumble a lot. And I've grumbled a lot in the past month because I don't understand a lot of things. But I'm learning. And when I exude attitude out of me, or not attitude, I always have attitude, gratitude out of me, my life goes a lot better. The people around me are happier. The people I come in contact notice. You know, it's a lot easier to sell somebody, and I'm talking about a store that's about as big as this table, and Coca-Cola in their infinite wisdom wants to sell in 30 cases of 2 liters to each store. So how do I present that? I present that self, present that with gratitude and say, look, if you'll take 10 cases, I'm able to give you $4.50 off a case. And then those people say, okay, yeah. Because you know what? I'm grateful for the 10 cases. Coca-Cola wants 30. I'm grateful for the extra 10 cases I got into that store that's big as that table. And those people are grateful because I saved them $4.50 a case. And then they pass the savings on to their customers. Because their gratitude shows because they got that deal on the pop. And then their customers all get a deal and everybody has some gratitude. But if it was up to somebody not showing gratitude, we wouldn't give them that price because they didn't buy 30 cases. I take a lot of heat for doing silly things. To me, that's not silly. To a big corporation, 10 cases means nothing. Guys, we need to show our gratitude with our attitude. And it says we'll be healthier. I'm still waiting on to get off all my blood pressure medicine because I'm going to be gratitude. I'm going to show so much gratitude. There's no way I can't be healthy, right? I'm probably not going to test that until I go back to the doctor, but apparently something different happened with this guy here in Luke. It was his faith on the inside that mirrored the healing that took place on the outside. Now this guy was a Samaritan, but I believe he had some training. He had some knowledge of who Jesus Christ was. And his faith showed through when he came back to show gratitude for what Jesus had just done in his life. Guys, Jesus does amazing things in our lives. Sometimes we're too busy to even realize. So as you start today, as I issued a challenge, I don't know, 3 or 4 months ago, to come up with 10, 15, 20, 100 things every day that you are thankful for, that you're blessed with. And pray about those 10, 15, 20 things every day. To show God your gratitude. That wasn't, you know, as I look back on that message I gave and this message I gave, that wasn't coincidence I gave that challenge 3 months ago. It was for this message today. Gratitude is something we have to work on. Thankfulness is something we have to work on. Now, should it be? No, he died on the cross for you, for me. I should be grateful as I'll get out. But I get so busy and so wrapped up in what's going on in my life, that sometimes I don't show gratitude like I should. Here's the alarming thing to me, and in some of my studies, they talked a lot about this guy that came back, and it says, you know, even during his leprosy, he had a heart of gratitude. And I'm thinking, man, how can you be thankful that you're an outcast? How can you be thankful that you're not allowed daily communication with friends and family? He wasn't thankful for the situation he was in. He was thankful because he knew God had his hand in it. Okay? okay? We weren't thankful that Janet had that accident and that Wilma passed away. But the more we think about it and the more we deal with it, we sure are thankful that Wilma's not laying in a hospital bed suffering today. And we still don't know. I struggle with this because I still don't know what the plan is, why Janet was driving, why Janet's going through it. But God's going to reveal that to us. And it's going to be pretty cool when he does. So you're not thankful for the situation, but you're thankful that God has not turned his back on you. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5. I'll give you a second. You know, and I'll go back to Doug's story. I'm sure Doug's not thankful that his son is going to be put in harm's way. I'm not thankful that my daughter is going to be shipped and put in harm's way in a few months. But I sure am thankful that God put her in a church and has trained her in the ways that God wanted her to be trained, so that when she leaves, I know God's hand is right here covering Lindsay. There's no doubt in my mind. Okay? Still scary as a parent. But I know that God's hand and God's plan is perfect. So the title of this chapter for me is, or this portion of the chapter, is The Way He Wants You to Live. And I'm going to start in verse 12. And now, friends, we ask you to honor those leaders who work so hard for you, who have been given responsibility of urging and guiding you along in your obedience. Overwhelm them with appreciation and love. I didn't even want to read that one. Get along. Here's where I wanted to start. Get along among yourselves, each of you doing your part. Our counsel is that you want the freeloaders to get a move on. Gently encourage the stragglers and reach out for the exhausted, pulling them to their feet. Be patient with each person, attentive to individual needs, and be careful that when you get on each other's nerves, you don't snap at each other. That's why I'm reading it out of this interpretation. Look for the best in each other and always do the best to bring it out. Guys, it's not saying to tear each other down. Even in bad times, do your best to bring the best out of each person you come in contact with. Now, I cannot do that if I don't have gratitude in my heart. Because if I have attitude in my heart, man, those people married really don't matter. But if I have gratitude in my heart, I can go throughout my day and treat each customer I come in contact with, or each child that's in my class, or each patient I deal with every day, or each situation I'm in each day. If I have gratitude in my heart, I can bring out the best in everybody that I come in contact with. Because if I'm grumbling, my customers are going to grumble. If I'm grumbling as a teacher all day, my kids know that. If I'm grumbling as a nurse all day, my patients know that. If I'm grumbling, if I'm less than Jesse, these guys can't grumble. Because if they grumble, guess what happens? They get hurt. They get hurt. They hit their hand. They fall off a roof. They do whatever, right? worst case scenario for me, I'm going to get kicked out of the store I really don't want to be in anyway. We got to have gratitude and show our gratitude 24/7. Here's the verse I really wanted to take. Be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. Now, it doesn't say in there to love the circumstance you're in. Now, if you're dealing with something, God understands that you don't love the situation you're in. But find the good in that situation. Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes that's hard. But we have to start training ourselves. Gratitude, thankfulness. Whatever. Those aren't just something you're going to wake up and have. How do we do that? Guys, I don't know how many people are listening to Bible, but I guarantee there is a person in this book that is going through or has went through the same thing you go through every day. You know, kids aren't in here, but the high school kids are. People make fun of me. Okay. God told Noah to build a ship bigger than this building in the middle of no rain. You don't think he got made fun of? It's okay to be different. Be thankful that you're different. Adults. I know you thought I was picking on the kids. I'm not. Well, it's the same for us. Same for us. We can grumble. We can be mad. We can not do something because we're afraid of what somebody's going to say. Who cares? Do you understand that your God hung on a cross for you? He was beaten. He was spit on. He was made fun of. Guess what? You know what he was thinking about while he was there? He was thankful for you and me. The whole time. He thought of you and me the whole time he was being beaten. The whole time he was hanging on the cross. That'd be tough to do. Tough to do because, man, I get a flat tire, I grumble. Instead of being thankful, because whether I'm able to fix it by myself or whether I take it somewhere, I get a chance to tell my story to the guy that's fixing my tire. That may be the only time they hear about Jesus. And I'm not always good at that. Guys, it starts with our heart. As we go into Thanksgiving and we get to spend time with family and friends and take a day off of work, or some of you get a month off of work, it seems like. Lindsay. Man, go be grateful. Go have an attitude of gratitude with your family. Because some people think, oh, you ought to be happy with your family. Sometimes that's not happy. But have an attitude of gratitude. Show God's love through your gratitude. And then we will be thankful for what we have. Gratitude is just part of it. You know, when you say thank you to somebody, don't just say thank you. Mean it. There are a lot of people that if you show thanks, show thankfulness or show gratitude to them, it may be the first time all week they've seen it. Because that's what we can do. We don't have to always witness, but show with our attitude and our actions our gratitude and our thankfulness for what God did for us. We don't deserve it. He did it anyway. Right? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before you and we are so thankful that we're able to serve a God that put us first and that beat death, Lord. You know, as we head into Christmas and we head into all that, and we love the story of your birth, Lord, but we love the story of your death and your resurrection and you beating death. Lord, just give us a chance this week. Put us in a place that we can show our gratitude and our love and our thankfulness to all those that are around us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. So Les and I will be here, and the band's going to be here, and we'll sing a song. And if you need help, if you need to figure out how to show gratitude, figure out what I'm talking about when I